Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, July 15th. Rain clouds overhead. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. We are working the early shift at WGN Radio. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, hello to you. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. Well, it was a great sunrise this morning. It was, you know, like a, I love when the clouds are like that over a lake and the sun comes up. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was nice while it lasted. And not only what's on your mind, but what's on your plate today?
Well, I went to the South Side. I got some great suggestions over the past couple weeks, and Kathy Quilty, a listener, sent me one that I was surprised I'd never heard of, because I've actually been in this neighborhood several times. But Peaches and Pear Restaurant at 6435 West Archer, very kind of a family Polish place, and it's an old, kind of an old-fashioned diner. They're very nice people in there, and they, you know, you walk in. I actually thought they knew who I was, that maybe she said that I was coming or something, but they didn't. They seem to treat everybody that way. So
isn't it fun when you find a place that maybe you've driven by and never really checked out?
Oh yeah, that's always the best. And then there's a million of those places.
Yeah.
I mean, we drive around the city going to and from work or whatever with our blinders on and don't see some of these little places.
Unless you're out walking.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or unless somebody tells you about them, which is, that's the whole, it's mm-hmm. kind of the whole point. You know, we get these little nudges from people, and they go, hey, yeah, I'm going to check that place out.
Yeah, and we should remind folks that your email is set up to accept suggestions, right?
Yeah, beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. So what's on the menu at Peaches and Pear?
All right, so they have, like I said, very nice staff, but they have, the first time I went there, I tried the meatloaf, which is always a diner favorite for me when I'm not going to breakfast. But I love meatloaf, and I love when it's fresh meatloaf, and I like peppery meatloaf, and this was just fantastic. And the portions were huge, too. I couldn't finish it, actually, because they also give you a soup, too.
You couldn't finish it?
I couldn't finish it.
That's saying something.
Yeah, really. Well, I finished the meatloaf. I couldn't finish the potatoes.
Oh, I see. All right. Gotcha. What else did you sample?
They also have they have skillets. This is a breakfast thing where they have the hash browns and stuff. And whenever I get a skillet, my favorite is always the gypsy skillet, because it's got all the meat and everything. And so this is like, you know, ham and cheese and eggs all piled on hash browns. And, you know, if you get it over medium, and you have the yolk, too, to mix everything up.
You know. That'll hold you through lunch.
Yeah, really. That make you take a nap before lunch.
Yeah. Now, when you're stopping for your lunch and you're on the job, you can't be eating a lot of carbs, because that'll put you to sleep.
Yeah, these days I don't actually eat at work anymore. I've been very much trying to do the intermittent fasting. So,
well, good for you.
Yeah, since I'm at work at night, it get really logy when you know. These days, all the crimes are happening about 3 or 4 in the morning, so it's like you can't be sleeping.
No, you have to be alert for sure.
But they also have they have a whole Polish section on their menu. So they have stuffed cabbage and potato and pancakes. And I didn't try this because I didn't see it the first couple times I was there, but I will try it next time. They have liver and onions with bacon, which is, you know, I love trying that when I go to places, because nobody will eat it at my house and I can't make it anymore.
I always liked liver and onions. My mom used to make it. Some restaurants used to have it, but with bacon, really.
Yeah, it was interesting to me, too. I want to try it out. I didn't see it until the last time I went there. So, and they also have a big thing about mimosas. I don't, you know, when I'm going out for breakfast, I don't drink. drink, but
of course not.
They have big signs for the mimosas and stuff. So if you want to go there and have a nice brunch, I think this pandemic that we're getting out of has created many day drinkers in our midst. So, you know, if you want to go and have a mimosa with your breakfast or lunch.
I'm not so sure we're out of the pandemic. it's Peaches and Pear, 6435 West Archer. Yeah, it sounds like... very much like a diner.
Yeah, Archer Avenue too is a fun place. They have a lot of different restaurants down there, and you know, for me on the northwest side, there's no easy way to get down to the southwest side, but it's fun when I'm down there. It's a lot of great restaurants. I actually, when I was driving to this place, drove by like three different restaurants that we've talked about in the past, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know it's this area, but
worth the trip. Before we get to this popcorn place you've investigated for us, Lieutenant Haynes, I have to ask you about this. We were talking about it all week because I tried to get a parking spot around Armitage Avenue near the Park West. Tough to find. I finally found one, a meter box, and then a guy from a restaurant runs out and says, no, you can't park here. We're using this for our valet. Can they do that?
Well, they could ask you, but if it's a metered space and there's not a sign that says it's reserved for valet, then it's a metered space, and... You know, you can fight for it with them, you know, just like anybody else.
But then, you know, there was no sign or anything except they put a cone there.
Well, you can't put it. You know, you don't get to. We don't just let people take the street except when it snows. You know, you don't. No, if there's not a sign there.
Dibs, right.
If the sign is a metered space, it's a metered space. And
all right. Well, you and I may have to take a ride over there.
Yeah, they're asking you for a favor, which you can deny or not.
That's what I thought. Let's talk about this spot on 79th Street, right?
Yeah, it's called Enjoya Corn, which is, okay, Enjoya Corn Gourmet Popcorn, 3460 West 79th Street. This is like one of those places we were talking about. If you don't know this place is there, you're going to drive right by it. It's got a very small sign. It's got a name that I don't know. It just doesn't strike me as a place. It more sounds like a place that like makes popcorn.
Enjoya, you know? Corn Gourmet Popcorn.
Yeah, but it to me, when I looked at it, it looks more like a place that actually sells the popcorn kernels, you know, like
a
factory.
I see.
Kind of like a factory.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk into the place, there's a counter. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Well, places like that sometimes are the best.
Yeah, these guys obviously put their money into their food and not into their decor.
Nothing wrong with that.
But it's a great gourmet popcorn. Now, Chicago is famous for gourmet popcorn. We have Garrett's and Nuts on Clark. But so Enjoya Corn down on 79th Street has the same kind of thing. It's very fresh. Because my daughter ate it. Drizzled chocolate, popcorn with drizzled chocolate on it. All right, they clearly made this as I was standing there or right before, because it was still soft chocolate. You know, you had to bring it home and put it in the fridge so that it can cool down a little
bit. That's great.
Yeah, the cheese and the caramel corn, I brought some of that, and that's what the Chicago mix is, which apparently somebody trademarked, so only one of these popcorn stores can call it a Chicago mix, but
it's a legal issue. Yeah. So they have all the different varieties.
They
huh?
do. Well, they have all the normal varieties that you're used to. They have like the caramel corn, the cheese corn, the buttered popcorn, but they also have some ones that are pretty fun and ingenious. Well, they have turtle popcorn. That's another one that's been big over the last few years. But they also have dill pickle flavored popcorn.
Really?
Which was interesting. And dill pickle chips have gotten to be a big thing lately, and so dill pickle popcorn was interesting. It was.
Did you try that one?
I did, and it's pretty good. If you like pickles, you'll like it.
Yeah, I do.
They have what I think is an unfortunately named mix called garbage corn. And
is that where they put everything on it?
Well, it's basically there's a little bit of everything, but it's basically buffalo spice popcorn and apple caramel mix, and it is really weird, but it's it's cool if you like spicy stuff, and then with the sweet sort of finish, it is good. I tried that. I'm surprised my wife liked it, because we like buffalo wings, so but it really does taste like that, and it's an interesting and unusual taste. I don't know how often I would get it, but if you try it once. They also have jalapeno and stuff. They have different, so they have some more spicy flavors that than you'll get downtown. But it's all fresh. I mean, and like you'll see, I got this last night. It'll still taste fresh. I bought some a couple days ago, and it's still.
Oh, we're not picky here in the morning. Enjoy a corn gourmet popcorn.
Yeah, so I brought in the Chicago mix and apple. Caramel popcorn. The apple caramel popcorn, I think, is better than the caramel popcorn. But
I'll let you know.
I never had it before this week. So
3460 West 79th. Okay, we'll have a news report here on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, restaurant news. What's going on, Lieutenant Haynes?
Well, there's just this year, or this the annual Taco Eat Tamale Festival returns this weekend, and it's going to have some live music, authentic cuisines, and Pilsen. This is one of my favorite festivals, and I wish if somebody, you know what, I'll ask now because we get all the, everybody, your listeners know everything. I went to this festival before the pandemic, and they had this, somebody had a stand-up, and they were making steaks that they hung on an iron cone over an open flame. And it was like some of the best steaks I've ever had. And I cannot find them. I've even looked it up online. I can't figure out what restaurant that was.
Well, we'll hear about it. That's at West 16th and South Peoria,
yeah,
right?
One of the funnest ones.
Okay. And by the way, Devil Dog celebrates National Hot Dog Day next Wednesday with some free hot dogs with any purchase over $10. So that's next Wednesday at Devil Dogs.
All right. And can I mention something that's not food related?
Sure.
I started off for, you know, 20 now, my anniversary is 27 years ago in the 15th district, and the Shine King was a shoe shine place in 15, mm-hmm. and Mr. Cole, who owned it, died this week. And,
well, I read about that.
Yeah, and he was famous around the west side of Chicago. We used to take our shoes there, one of the nicest guys in the world, mm-hmm. even in an area where they didn't like the police very much. He was a real professional and, you know, a real nice guy, so I just wanted to kind of note his passing.
He was there for like 60 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he helped a lot of people, giving first jobs to folks.
Yeah,
and,
one of those places, by the way, there's a lot of places that are restaurants like that where they hire all the neighborhood kids when they turn 16. And these guys, I mean, they learn how to shine their shoes, which is fantastic when you go into business later.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And also, our best to the family and friends of Police Officer Golden, okay?
Yeah, Dane Golden.
Lieutenant, we'll get together again next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.